themselves. Purport. The difference between the inhabitants of a Vaikuntha planet and those of a material planet is that in Vaikuntha, all the residents engage in the service of the Lord himself and are equipped with all his good qualities. It has been analyzed by great personalities that when a conditioned soul is liberated and becomes a devotee, about 79% of all the good qualities of the Lord develop in that person. Therefore, in the Vaikuntha world, there is no question of enmity between the Lord and the residents. Here in this material world, the citizens may be inimical to the chief executives or heads of state, but in Vaikuntha, there is no such a mentality. One is not allowed to enter Vaikuntha unless he has completely developed the good qualities. The basic principle of goodness is to accept subordination to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sages, therefore, were surprised to see that the two doormen who checked them from entering the palace were not exactly like the residents of Vaikuntha Loka. It may be said that a doorman's duty is to determine who should be allowed to enter the palace and who should not. But that is not relevant in this matter because no one is allowed to enter the Vaikuntha planets unless he has developed 100% his mentality of devotional service to the Supreme Lord. No enemy of the Lord can enter Vaikuntha Loka. The Kumaras concluded that the only reason for the doormen's checking them was that the doormen themselves were imposters. Okay. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Tanvitam Sajivam Sahadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Now a bit louder. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol. Just to wake up everyone. It's intense being a devotee, right? Early getting up, having to do so much. And all for the purpose of creating Vaikuntha mentality or Vaikuntha consciousness, even where we are at the moment. So in this beautiful verse, great personalities, Kumaras, express some great discontent with the situation. They were fully qualified. Sorry, I have one of the beauties of getting older bodies, you have interchangeable eyes, so I have to just switch. Okay, that's better. One is for reading and one is for like observing. I can't see both at the same time, so flicking glasses, old class. So one of the things with four Kumaras, they are fully, you know, they were fully qualified to enter Vaikuntha, yet Jai and Vijay, they refused them entry and they questioned them. And you can see from this verse that really, like, who are these two Kumaras? Like, they were actually, I did some research on this, it was more like they were so astonished and shocked that they were stopped. So there was some sort of anger, but that anger wasn't because of like, oh, don't you know who I am? It was more about like, what's going on? I'm a devotee, I'm coming here, and I passed already through all those other gates, and now you are questioning me. Like, don't you know how to do your job? So Kumaras were kind of concerned and astonished by the situation, and it was more like, how is it possible that in Vaikuntha there is some separatist mentality? And this is very a theme which you're going to kind of analyze a little bit more throughout the class, and then also talk about what are the antidotes, how to remove those possible negative ideas and this disharmony with the Lord. And at the end, I also want to touch upon Ramananda Roy, because it's his disappearance day. So we've got a lot to cover. And I would also ask you some questions, so just to keep attention going. And feel free to speak when I ask anything, or even if I don't, if you want to say something or make a comment, feel free to do so. So what is the Vaikuntha planet? Vaikuntha, the problem here we see is there are devotees, and there are also devotees. And at this time, one group of devotees, Jaya and Vijaya, sort of caused the upset with another group of devotees, which are Kumaras. The Kumaras felt this was wrong, and Jaya and Vijaya, at the moment, they felt, who are these people? Who are these devotees? Why are they here? So they questioned them. That moment, the consciousness of Vaikuntha was disturbed, because Jaya and Vijaya had suspicion. Why would somebody ask, who are you? Isn't it? Do you ever get suspicious of other devotees? Sometimes like, who are these devotees? Oh, are they, you know, what are they doing? Where are they from? What's their service? We have those suspicions. It's like a kind of almost natural thing. But the problem with suspicions is that more often than not, those suspicions are based on not really the facts. It's kind of our own opinions and stuff, and then we sort of pass on those experiences onto thoughts, and those thoughts become, sometimes we say it and they say it, and we could be totally wrong. So that's one of the problems here, which the reason why this pastime happened as well is to show that even in the spiritual realm, there could be some sort of disharmony caused by devotees, because they're different personalities and also they have different views. They're not machines, they're not robots. They're not like they're just quietly serving Krishna, but serving is action, and when you perform any action, sometimes you might cause a problem. Whoever does service here, did you ever have that experience? You do your service and still something goes wrong. Yeah, happens sometimes, and you think, but I'm trying to do service. Why is Krishna not facilitating me? Why that had to happen? Why is not all perfect? Because I'm doing service. Why Krishna doesn't want good service? So in this case, four Kumaras were very concerned, and then Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain that nobody can enter Vaikuntha unless they develop very good qualities. And what are those good qualities? Because he said doorman's duty was to determine who is qualified and who is not. Nevertheless, being at Vaikuntha and having devotees already being entering Vaikuntha, there is nothing to really check. It should be presumed that they're devotees. Welcome. Yet, Jaya and Vijaya unfortunately did the little mistake, and he says, Srila Prabhupada says that the only reason the doormen were checking them, the Kumaras concluded, because the doormen themselves were imposters. What is imposter? Somebody who is posing as something that they are not, right? So the Kumaras were quite heavy. If you read this verse like carefully, you will see the mood is like, who are these two people? They're really not having it. And Vaikuntha planets is one thing, but Vaikuntha consciousness is what makes Vaikuntha. So, right? Do you agree with that? The Vaikuntha planets is obviously the spiritual realm, but us being devotees here, we are also trying to create Vaikuntha atmosphere, right? When we do service, when we try to please the Lord, please the Guru, please Vaishnavas, that's our desire. That's why we are here. Do you agree with that? Is that the purpose? So nothing should disturb Krishna's pleasure or devotional atmosphere. And I will just want to go through some examples just to sort of illustrate what does it mean from our perspective as a devotees. What does it mean to cooperate with Krishna? What does it mean to enhance the mood of Krishna consciousness? And what does it mean not to be like swayed by the ego? Actually, on that point, what is the one main obstacle that causes the problem and sort of brings the mood down?
Offenses,
okay. I'm speaking about a specific quality.
Envy,
yes, that's mentioned, yes. There is a Sanskrit name for it. Matsarya, envy. Okay, the word I was looking here for is ahankara, or false ego. False ego is combination of two words, aham, which is me, I, and kara, which means to do. So ahankara means I'm doing everything I can for myself, right? So everything, ahankara is the attitude, is the mood, are the actions that one does because they feel I deserve all the results of the actions, I deserve everything. It's me, right? It's self-centered, in short, ahankara. The antidote of ahankara is devotional service. And what's the switch here? What are we supposed to be doing? We are all devotees here. So what are we supposed to be doing? What's the purpose of being a devotee? What's the end game? Love, yeah, to develop. You need to speak louder because I want to... Yes, service attitude. So this is very important because if we are not working on developing those qualities, what are we doing? Why are we here? You know, some four Kumaras will come in a different form and say, who are you doing? Who are you? Are you imposter? What are you doing? So inner sensitivity to consciousness is what we have as a devotees. And the example, for example, the one of the example I will go is, I think you know the story about the secret kirtan in Shiva's Thakur's, Shiva's Angan, when Lord Chaitanya, you know, they had a really fired up kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya would come along with all his associates and have a really nice, absorbed mood of serving and remembering Krishna. In this instance, mother-in-law was hiding and watching the kirtan. Yeah, Shiva's Thakur's mother-in-law. She was hiding because she wanted to see what's happening. The problem was happened that Lord Chaitanya could feel something was wrong. And he did not manifest all the bhava, all the ecstatic symptoms. He felt there was somebody, something was not wrong. Obviously he knew, but he acted as he subdued himself in a way of expressing his emotions, that his bhava, that something was wrong. So what happened? Ecstasy became restricted, and eventually they found out who it was, and they gently escorted her. The point here is to understand that serving the Lord, that even the smallest change in our consciousness will sort of put the Lord, he won't fully manifest to us or to any, you know, if there is something amiss, if there is something that is not right, if it's something that is not fully given to him. So this is just a little example. You know, she was a devotee. It wasn't like she wasn't a devotee, but she wasn't on the level of that, of Bhava, of the intimacy that Lord had with other associates. And he felt her consciousness was sort of ruining the mood. Now think about when we do our service, what is our consciousness? You know, what do we think of? We are actually, you know, when we do service, service means Krishna is allowing us to do transcendental service. And we are in touch with, internal potency, because bhakti is not something of this world. So when we perform bhakti, it's only by the blessing. We can't just say, oh, I'm going to do devotional service. We need to be allowed to do it. We need to be allowed to connect on that level, because we are not yet fully on that level, but now and again we can get a glimpse. So that's one example. Like in Vaikuntha, there is no observer mentality like that, you know, mother-in-law tried to do. Everybody is participating fully. Everybody is fully surrendered, fully dedicated. Second example is, again, regarding Srivast Thakur. So on another occasion, they had a great kirtan. Lots of things were going on. But then, somehow or other, one of Srivast Thakur's sons passed away. Now, normally, when somebody passes away, especially a child, it causes a great grief. It's really something, the worst thing that can happen. Yet, Srivast Thakur, in his pure consciousness of Lord Chaitanya, of God, of Krishna, he refused to acknowledge that. He refused to manifest any of his grief, and he also stopped everybody else from doing so, because he did not want to disturb Lord Chaitanya and his mood. Now it sounds easy. You think, oh, well, Srivast Thakur, he's pure devotee. It's still not easy. Pure devotee doesn't mean he has no feelings for anyone. That was his son. Yet he chose not to disturb Lord Chaitanya. Why? Because his love for Lord Chaitanya was so deep that he didn't want to interrupt. And we can call that a sacrifice, right? So that's another example of how devotion, what really means creating that Vaikuntha consciousness, what it means, how far it goes, how far we can also manifest these things in our own lives. Another one is about pure love. And we all know the top manifestation of pure love are gopis. I'm not going to go too much deep into this, but just to point out that for gopis, they broke all the laws to be with Krishna. And I can say, how can you break the laws? Because their love for Krishna was way beyond anything. And most important thing for them was to please Krishna. There was nothing in there for them. There was nothing like, I want to do this. I want to be the gopi that sees Krishna. I want to be the gopi that dances with Krishna. None of that. Everything was, Krishna is happy. I want to make Krishna happy. So they all went for that. And there was no possessiveness. In Rasa Lila, there was millions and millions of gopis. Can you think about that? We think we are serving Krishna. Think about the spiritual world. There are countless devotees. We are, if we ever make it there, we're going to be but a little tiny drop in the ocean of devotees. And to understand that and to develop that sort of attitude of true humility and cooperation, because we're not going to be serving alone. I know this is a tough one, right? Cooperation, you know, working together here, it's not always easy. We all, you know, it's like putting rough stones in a bag and shaking them. You know, it's just like, do I have to do this? Can I do it with somebody else? Prabhu, can I have another person with me? Like that. So it's not easy, but it's definitely... It's definitely it's a good training. So again, amongst all of these things, what is the thought? What should we be thinking of? Challenge. Okay, there is a challenge. There is a devotee has a totally different mood than you. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. What is the mood of a devotee? How can Krishna be pleased, served? Yeah, we want to make Krishna happy. But to make Krishna happy, we also need to be a little bit happy. Do you agree? I mean, can you make Krishna happy if you're like, yeah, I'm cooking, I'm doing puja. 1, 2, 3, om klim dang, dang. Can we do that? Is it possible to be devotional while we ourselves are unhappy like that? Can we? Let's be real here. No, we can't. It's not. It's in here. It's the consciousness, right? So the way to do this is, I know that very often we fall into that trap of just mechanically doing our service, which is, it's happened. We are conditioned souls, but please, please do not beat yourself up too much. Think about, catch it, acknowledge it, but don't get depressed about it. Think about it, this is area to improve. This is something I need to consciously make effort. And one of the tips you can do to increase your consciousness for service, Satchananda Swami once he said, service starts before you start. Service starts with meditation. So if you're dressing Krishna, for example, following day before, I've seen devotees do that. Day before, the pujaris look into the garlands, see the flowers, see the colors, look at the book of the outfits, choose the outfit. So the whole meditation is already starting. That seva started already. So when the actual when we physically do it, starts, it's kind of continuation of already build up consciousness that sort of slots in. When we cook, when do we start seva? When does the cooking seva starts? Sorry, yeah. Even buying them, even going to the shop, you're buying, you're thinking, I'm going to make this sabji, I need these ingredients, I need this, and that. So you sort of start thinking, when you're buying ingredients, you're not going to buy the rotten stuff, you're going to look at it, for Krishna, it needs to be the best. So meditation and that attitude starts really from the beginning. And then when we cook and when we do, we can listen to the class, and there is so many ways we can improve. And if sometimes happens that we are not in Vaikuntha consciousness or Krishna consciousness, just see why. Find yourself why. What happened? Did you have an argument? Were you associating too much with people who are not devotees? Did you took too much of an association that is not very conducive for Krishna consciousness? Did you have a tough day at work? What happened? And then think about the things that can sort of balance it out and nullify that. And one important thing I wanted to mention as well about pure non-possessive love, pure bhakti that gopis have. And I love those pastimes with the gopis, not because I feel I'm anywhere qualified, but there is something about their love which I feel very strongly about. When they see, it says Radharani, when she sees another gopi, that Krishna looked at another gopi, she doesn't go like, that gopi you see, get her away. Because, Krishna should have eyes just for me, right? No, it's totally opposite. When she sees that Krishna is looking at another gopi, in her mind is, Krishna is so happy to see this gopi, let me bring that gopi closer to Krishna to make him even more happy. I mean, think about it. How pure and selfless you have to be to put another devotee in front of you, totally disregarding yourself, totally, and just thinking about the happiness of Krishna, nothing else. I mean, that consciousness is like top. And when we are associating with each other as a devotees, when we do seva and stuff, Do little experiment. Even with devotees don't get on. Think about what if Krishna wants them to do service? So instead of elbowing our ways into, I'm going to do this service, think about maybe this devotee never had a chance. What about if I ask this devotee, hey, why don't you do this today? Why don't you do this seva? Why don't you do what I normally do? It's okay. If you don't know, I'll show you how to do it. And then connecting another devotee with Krishna, allowing those devotees to grow and experience what you already experienced yourself, you will feel way more pleasure than doing it yourself. I can guarantee you that. When you serve another devotee, when you help another devotee progress, when you take yourself out of equation and just want to help another, basically when you push somebody closer to Krishna, when you help, you will feel so much happier than pushing yourself forward. Like because, oh, this is my, you know, this is mine, I need to do this, nobody else, right? So that's Vaikuntha consciousness. And I need to move on because time is already going very fast. Anyway, I'm just going to run through this example. We have Prahlad Maharaj, unbreakable devotion, we know that. How he, no matter what was happening, his devotion to Krishna was like unbreakable, even at the cost of him being, well, his father attempting to kill him so many times in so many horrible ways. Thinking about 5-year-old child having to endure so much is like not very, you know, it's kind of traumatic, but Prahlad Maharaj, he accepted that whatever was happening was Krishna's plan, and he didn't object, he didn't fight it. So, I'm just quickly going to go through Ramananda Roy's now. I'm going to conclude with this, that if we want to develop consciousness, good Vaikuntha consciousness, we need to work for it. Associating with devotees, serving with devotees, sadhu sangha is important. Hearing 9 processes of devotional service and actively working on ourselves to be better and to not to disturb Lord Chaitanya's mood by our bringing our mood. So if you're doing service, kirtan, sankirtan, leave all your worries behind, leave all your material things behind, and just surrender to the holy name, surrender to kirtan. There was a wonderful kirtan this morning. Did you feel any worries? How did you feel? Did you feel happy? Yeah. Everyone looks so happy. Why? Because we surrender to holy name, and maybe we remember later on something, but at that moment, just chant, just surrender. So it's great. And a couple things. I mentioned about the activity. So before we do service, it's called intention reset. So before activity, before you chant, before you do any service, just spend 10, 15 minutes, maybe 30 seconds, 1 minute, just sort of think, why am I doing this? How can I make this service better than the previous time? Like sometimes you cook something, what else can I do? Maybe I can do something more or better or new. And feel free to use your intelligence, imagination, your creativity in Krishna's service, because that's what it's all about, investing everything you've got in your service. So you carry on with that. I've got some practical tips here, which if I have time, I'll go back to that. But I would like to just touch upon it's disappearance day of Ramananda Roy. So I would just like to say a few words. Main thing about Ramananda Roy is one of the most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was one of the two people who Lord Chaitanya always had by his side. Who was the second one? Anybody knows? Sorry? Yeah. So Ramananda Roy, they met at the Ganga, and Ramananda Roy when they met, Lord Chaitanya started asking questions. So everything is in Madhya Lila chapter 8. I would suggest you today, if you have time, read it. The essence of the chapter is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking questions, Ramananda Roy is answering about different ways of achieving devotional service, and within those questions, almost every time, it's a funny theme, Lord Chaitanya goes, but that's all external. So when Lord Ramananda Roy is responding to achieve devotion, you can do activities and dedicate them to Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya goes, that's all external. And it goes on and on like that. So they're going through the whole process of devotional service, of all the things that we could do, until Ramananda Roy comes to the essence of it, which is bhakti and pure love for Krishna. And then he enters, and then he says the verse. Prema, Vilasa, what was the verse? Anybody knows? No, there is a specific, hang on, I think I might have written it down. Prema, Vilasa, Vivarta. That's it. Ramananda Roy creates his own verse. In that chapter, we can read it. When he explains what's the top love. And I'm not going to say anything on it. I want you can read it. It's a verse 204. And then at that moment, Lord Chaitanya puts his hand on his mouth. And he's like, okay, now that's very internal. So he was going, oh, this is external. He was like, it's okay, but it's not. You didn't come to the essence. So Ramananda Roy hid the essence, and Lord Chaitanya said, okay, this is now internal. We stop here. Because what's important in our Vaishnava tradition is actually said that this chapter, this conversation, is one of the foundations of the philosophy and understanding of bhakti. And the importance of Ramananda Roy is like enormous. Because that personality was literally next to Lord Chaitanya. And, you know, who can understand Lord Chaitanya's mind? We can't, you know, it's most difficult, nobody really. But Ramananda Roy was one of the associates who could understand Lord Chaitanya's mind and who could respond to Lord Chaitanya's questions and moods appropriately to enhance Lord Chaitanya's Bhava to Mahabhava and his own absorption in Krishna, in love of Krishna. So in this way, Ramananda Roy is a very special for all of us, and today we can spend some time meditating on Ramananda Roy and praying for his mercy. It is said, I did read up on it, it's got kind of variety of quotes from different scriptures that Ramananda Roy was incarnation of Arjuna. In one, it says that he was incarnation of Vishakha Devi. So I wouldn't dare speculate which one. I would just accept that whoever Ramananda Roy came as, he definitely left a great chapter 8 in Madhya Lila for us to read and understand how much intimacy and love there is between Krishna and devotees. And we can also enter that realm. We can come into the inner circle of Lord. We can. Believe it or not, we can. Why? Because what's our eternal position? Anybody? Yes? Anybody knows the verse describing Jiva? That's the one. Jivara Svarupa Hoy, Krishnera Nitya Das. Beautiful, beautiful verse that it literally just tells you eternal. If anybody asks you, who are you? What's your, you know, what are you doing here? It's actually sometimes I recite that verse for myself just to remind myself, you know, with everything, you know how material life can swamp us, can knock us off, can make us cry, can make us stress, can make so much anxiety. But then there is like a little oasis in the mind, and that's where this verse resides for me, that you are eternal spirit. So you are eternal servant of Krishna. You might not be there yet, but the potential is there. It's growing. It's happening. And don't give up. Carry on. Just, this is your identity. Have your, you know when they say, when you do something, have the end goal in your mind. You need to, you know, when you do something, you need to understand where you're going. Did you ever drive somewhere and you put just like a random satnav, you go like this, I'm going to go here. Do you do that? No. What do? You enter your destination. Exactly the same thing. Every day you wake up, enter your destination for the day. What's your destination today? What's your seva today? How do you want to perform that seva? Where are you going? Because what happens when you don't, you are driving, you're busy, you're doing so much, but you're going nowhere. you're driving, great, you got a good car, nice. But satnav is telling, turn left, turn right, and you're just, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then suddenly you're like, and the edge of the cliff. So it's like, satnav took me there. No, he didn't. You, satnav listens to you, so you did. So again, recalibrate every day. Recalibrate your mind, yourself. What am I doing? Why am I doing? End of the day, write down, what did I do today? Okay, maybe blank page. Okay, fine. Today I'm going to make sure there is one thing I'm going to consciously do for Krishna. Consciously. Krishna. We are in society for Krishna consciousness. You know, the key is in the words. The key is in the title, right? Right? So I'm going to, anyway, so Ramananda Roy Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Tantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Any questions, comments? Yes, Mataji. You want a microphone? Oh, there is a microphone. Great. Sorry, I'm actually a bit hard of hearing, so that's why I go like, what, what? It's not a new mantra, I promise you.
It's not all, yeah. Oh. Thank you so much for your class. Would you say that it's through the Ramananda Roy that we learn like the hidden reason for the Lord's appearance, as to understand the love that Radharani has for him? Because it's through these conversations, like I was trying to understand, how do we find out the hidden reason that the Lord, I mean, there's one reason to understand, to start like the Sankirtan movement, and there's the hidden reason as to understand the love that Radharani has for him. So would you say that through these conversations with Ramananda Roy is that we really find out this hidden reason of the Lord appearance?
Yes, I mean, again, I wouldn't dare speculate too much on the subject, but we do have it from Adilila. I can't remember the chapter, but somewhere in the beginning. when Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains that Lord Chaitanya's appearance, you know, the reason for his appearance is that he says Krishna in the beginning was one, then his internal potency became Radharani, so Krishna became two. But then as a Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Purusha, which is Krishna, and internal potency became one again, but in this case, the internal potency was outward manifested, while Purusha was more subdued. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we say it's Krishna with the mood of Radharani. And yes, he wanted to understand the depth of Srimati Radharani's love, because it was one thing he couldn't, couldn't comprehend. But he was very intrigued and curious how much that love can possibly grow. And he wanted to experience, because he's Krishna, he can do anything. He wanted to feel how it is to love Krishna, how it is to, because he was saying, she's so much in love with me. How is it possible? What does she see? How does she feel? And Lord Chaitanya wanted to experience that. And you're right. All the associates of Lord Chaitanya who were so close to him, if you read it, that eighth chapter, on any chapter, any exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and his intimate associate, you will see the theme is that they are enhancing his bhava, enhancing his love. Why? Because then Lord Chaitanya goes into more depth, and their intimate associates, they're the ones who understand what Lord Chaitanya is seeking. They understand his mood. They're not the ones who are going to come with like a, what's going on here? You know, they're going to be the ones who are in total harmony with the Lord's mind, with the Lord's desires. And you're right. So that's Ramananda Roy is one of those associates who perfectly complemented Lord Chaitanya's pastime in that respect. Yeah. Anyone else? Working?
Gauranga. I'm just wondering, really wondering. The other day there was a class, they said that the last gate of Vaikuntha represents like if you have impersonal tendency, you're not going to go through that gate. There's a last kind of snare. And Jaya and Vijaya, they didn't do anything wrong. They knew their job prescriptions very well, and then there's nothing wrong. But Kumaras, they had this tendency within themselves of impersonality. So, you know, they were just scanning them and you're not qualified. So Jaya and Vijaya were cursed, but not Kumaras, not any consequence. So that's the thing which... Although, you know, this is a purport. They call them imposters, but they just doing their job perfectly. Besides being Lord's arrangement, just to bewilder everybody for their own, for his own pastimes, still, you know, like Kumaras didn't get any reactions for that, and Jaya Vijaya got any reflection on that?
Yeah, I mean, I did think about this. Because it seems to be unfair, you know. Why do you have doorman and Vaikuntha then, if only people come in, you know, doorman. That's sort of their job. But they said they should have known. I did try to like think. Okay, you know, nothing would fit philosophically really. Like we were saying, they were doing their job, and Kumaras. They were only attracted to the Lord after they got the scent of Tulsi, and they were not into personal form of the Lord, and they sort of, so maybe my own speculation was that maybe because they were kind of just about got there, maybe, you know, they were not like fully there, but then it says they are fully they were qualified. So the only thing I could really conclude from that is that simply the Lord wanted his devotees to descend. And because Krishna cannot have pastimes of fights and killing the demons in the Vaikuntha planets or spiritual realm of Goloka. And Krishna has all these desires. They're there, and the only way to fulfill is to fight. But whom does he fight? We are like a tiny little specks of bacteria or something, amoebas or whatever. Whom does he fight? You know what I mean? Like, whom does Krishna fight? Like, can you imagine fighting Krishna? So the only people, you know, Krishna can fight possibly are his fully empowered dear devotees who actually have that extra potency that can serve him in that respect. And that's what Jaya Vijaya agreed after all, that instead of 7 births as a devotees, take 3 births as a, you know, demons and fight. But... I actually have one question for you, because we know they came as 3 times, right? But then also we know they came as Jaga and Madai, so that's 4. But it's not really mentioned. So I was thinking that comes maybe only when Lord Chaitanya comes, they come as 4th time. Huh?
Anyway, like Jaya and Vijaya, this is a post only, because every creation, there's another person there. So maybe overheard, I don't remember, but something like, for them to come, to be fully purified and take part in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and then finally surpass that gate and be inside, because it's like threshold of real heart of Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
So was all orchestrated that Jaya Vijaya gets promotion, and
yeah.
Four Kumaras also, they get finally personalists. Of course, it's just it's plan of the Lord. That's nothing else. How he does things, we then don't understand. But just for the sake of setting up the story, you know, they got reactions. And maybe Lord Narayan, whatever, he liked, he preferred the Kumaras over the Jaya Vijaya.
Who will understand that? But it also means that Jaga and Madai, they got Krishna Prema. So that means they don't go back to Vaikuntha. Yeah, so that means that they definitely got promoted. But if I've been trying to find any like scriptural evidence or something that sort of carries on with that story to explain, because we are under assumption once you reach certain level in the spiritual realm as well, so sort of you're, that's what where you are, but seems to be that that you can go from Vaikuntha, you can progress further into the Goloka realm.
But you have to come here first, I guess.
Huh?
You have to come first down and then...
I don't know.
Anyway. Future scholars for next classes, they can research a little bit.
Yeah.
Give us some...
Yes. Anyway, okay. Any more comments, questions? Thank you very much. And breakfast prasadam ki jai.